Welcome to Paula Life Past and Present. This is the show where you look at the history of Paula through the eyes of the people that lived here. Well, my interview today is not from someone who lived in Paula, someone who I met, or rather, someone who spoke with me many, many years ago when I was still in high school. And his name is Billy Mills. He's been known for, well, in my world, he's been known for going out and speaking with children and in Native American youth and empowering children with ideas on, you know, their establishing their hopes and dreams. And he did that with us when he spoke with us back in, had to be 1981, 82. And I found a lot of inspiration from his speeches, and I followed him along since that time. But the real reason why he is able to talk with different people is he was an Olympic gold medalist back in 1964. He won the 10,000-meter run in Tokyo, and he's the only American to ever win the 10,000-meter run. So it's pretty exceptional what he has accomplished in his life, and he's always tried to empower youth by speaking with them and telling them how, you know, he was successful in doing what he did and what he tried to do, and he's hoping that they will try their best to be successful in what they try to do. Well, I have an interview with him, and it's kind of like a completing the circle because he spoke with me so many years ago, and I had a chance to speak with him and say thank you, and I'm hoping that I can share his ideas with other youth so that they can continue on and do more than we did before. So that interview is coming up later on. He's speaking about his new program that he has coming out to help the youth, and I hope it's success. I hope everybody gets a lot out of it. Also have a story, Coyote and the Flood, by Racine Velasquez, out of the book Mulawatam, and here's a clip from that story. Well, I know you're looking forward to that. And like I said before, we're going to have an interview with Billy Mills. So here's a clip from Billy Mills.
It's because of the virtues and the values of our culture, tradition, spirituality is what will give us direction, confidence, clarity of mind to stay the course. And some of our young people are doing that, and they're achieving great things. But many are still caught in that vacuum of not feeling they should disengage from where we were and engage into an outer society for the betterment of ourselves, our tribal nation, and to help make America better.
Well, we got time for a song. So figure we go with the Intertribal Bird Singers and play one song from them. Check this out.
Ohio, 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 Oh
All right. Thanks to the Inner Travel Bird Singers. Now let's get to the story by Wilson Laxas about Coyote and the Flood. In this story, Coyote is chased away from his home by the rising waters. And on his travels, he gathers and meets many different animals. And at the very end, he's falls into the water and he basically drowns. But then his brother catches up with him and sings to him and brings him back to life. And then they go their separate ways. So enjoy the story in the beautiful Pawnee language. And this is Wilson Laxas with Coyote and the Flood.
Okay. This is good. iya kan may isilyal pa mukut tanim kang pamingi mukit palim mukut isil piya matay katungi mukut ang huwanga halak pa mukut pakawi mukut papasma pa nagpahalang at mukut tama o paawi ko piya ang pahalang at patatawin kalawit ay ko chulo paklakawit pulis paklakunhanak piya mukut penan one week of pahal na kalwit ay ka we at pola ako to hop you kung sa eknel paka mukat ay ka ay kapat ako to hop pakal ay shmi ikawis kas ay ka hasip mukat papas mo hop pakal kawis pwekan kut pati ipimihan pakapat mukat sang sang api mukat eh iibi oka manano ihal nga kalat tiyaman wik tamit na nawan ihangi ka mat ay ibi o ka kawish pa ha ayin ay kawish ka pa ikot se sem ka se sem ka tamyat pi si venay ka tamyat pa si venay ka i a ya ha kal ya ha kal nep nep se sem ka se chungan kal ka tiyam isi pakal Mukit na epas na epas yak kalyak kalsesem kal chun pagkal ko isip ko tiyam ng pagkal kat iyan na may na epas yak kalyak kalsesem kal tamyat ti si deneika tamyat chun pagkal ko iyan pagkal ko chaw la wala Buk puas, kalau buk puas, bukut nep. Ayn tanik kat bukut nep, pasti aku cukup tanpan pemakul pe, bukut isi pel pe. Eh, biar sana kupur aku cukup kuk lemi kuk mikir pakar, bukut ha kupur. Biar kau sekal ert masang masang ayak kat pe. Hani, kuala pe. Bukut pungi piamang. Mukut papa pas mukut pihuan mukut isi piam awak pakai pengita ala 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 apa yang kut mukut nol pakai piam isi pengi mukut tuas.
Well, that was Rosendo Lasquez. Now let's have Billy Mills coming back, running around the world, been to 108 countries, speaking to the youth in different countries, and trying to empower Native American youth in the United States. And here's he's talking about what he's seen over the last few years, what he's seen over his lifetime with his empowering speeches to the kids, to the youth, and also about his new program that he has coming up called Dream Starter. Check this out. What changes have you seen in the youth since you've started speaking with the youth?
Okay. In answering that question, I think I'll have to kind of put some background to that, where I was born in 1938, 70 years after my tribe left hunting and gathering. And I call leaving hunting and gathering when we signed the 1868 treaty. And I was born in 1938. My father was born 1902, 34 years after leaving hunting and gathering. So when I was a young boy growing up, I could see the 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old Native American men and women who were going through this incredibly devastating trauma of entering their changing world. And in order to keep the culture, the tradition, the spirituality alive, they had to go underground. These are not my words now, but some of our great scholars who said they would go to church on Sunday, but in the middle of the week, they'd gather to do the sweat lodge, to sing the songs, the sacredness of the drum, etc. And I experienced that, and we were not allowed to speak language, for example, being punished, not allowed, didn't have the freedom of religion, for example, that this country was fighting for. So by the time I started to go to college, I was the younger of the first wave, in a sense, of Lakota people that were going off to college. And as we started to connect with an outer society, trying to take our culture, our tradition, our spirituality, and connect into an outer society, a larger outer society, we were condemned in a sense by our leadership, our peers that had to go underground to survive. And we were rejected by the dominant society. So when I was growing up, training for the Olympic Games, I was being taught that the seventh generation is the generation that will heal us. And experts today, psychologists, et cetera, says if you go through incredible change, devastating to you, the trauma will take six generations. Our elders are saying the seventh generation would heal us. So I was among the younger generations that were going out to try to compete in society, and we were condemned. Eventually, a generation following me was the apple. We were white on the inside and red on the outside. Now, what I'm finding, today's generation are able to take what I was challenged to do, to take the culture, the tradition, the spirituality, transfer out the virtues and values that empower culture, tradition, and spirituality, and transfer those virtues and values into current-day educational pursuits, entrepreneurial pursuits, etc. Why? It's because of the virtues and the values of our culture, tradition, and spirituality is what will give us direction, confidence, clarity of mind to stay the course. And some of our young people are doing that, and they're achieving great things. But many are still caught in that vacuum of not feeling they should disengage from where we were and engage into an outer society for the betterment of ourselves, our tribal nation, and to help make America better. So ultimately what's happened, a lot of our people fell into what I call a poverty of dreams. And we have economic poverty. There's nothing worse than a poverty of dreams. And today's generation are those that have to avoid the poverty of dreams, seek the horizon of their future. And they take our culture, our tradition, our spirituality, and transfer the virtues and values into current-day educational pursuits, because it'll give them direction, clarity of mind, confidence to stay the course. And that's why it humbles me, and I feel so blessed that on the 50th anniversary of me winning the gold medal, my Running Strong for America and Indian Youth organization can have the opportunity to award 50 grants of $10,000 per grant over the next 5 years. So the 50 grants, in a sense, celebrating the 50th anniversary of me winning the gold medal at the Olympic Games, and the $10,000 grants going to communities on reservation communities to where and there may be an organization that can help young people overcome the challenges they face of lead a more healthy lifestyle, for example. Find their dream, take the virtues and the values, and use those virtues and values. That's where I just feel so blessed that through the Running Strong program, we're able to give the 50 grants, $10,000 grants over the next 5 years to Native youth and community organizations that will help the youth dream the dream and achieve the dream. I've used a lot of quotes over the years as I've read, and I learned about Gandhi, for example, where he said, become the change you want to see in the world. And I've just challenged our young people to become the change they want to see in the world. The gangs, for example, that we have to address in many of our Native American communities, is that the future we want? Is that the legacy we want to leave? And the young people are telling me, no, we want to leave a legacy that honors the elders of the past, the people that signed the treaties. And that inspired me because I was told to honor myself so I can honor our tribal nation. And if I can honor our tribal nation, then I could also honor America. So here we are 50 years after I won a gold medal at the Olympic Games, and although it's not a lot, but 50 grants at $10,000 a grant over the next 5 years will help some young people in a community choreograph their dream, seek the horizon of the future, become the change they want to see in the world, become the change they want to see in their tribal communities, and not only in the sense by honoring themselves, honoring the tribal nation, honoring America, but in many ways, I've traveled to 108 different countries, and I get off of a plane or a train or off of a ship, and I'll seek out the indigenous youth in the community, and they are looking toward the youth in the United States of America, the youth in Canada. They're looking for the youth in the Americas to a great extent for direction. And what are we doing to, in a sense, honor those who signed the treaties for us, allowing us to have the sovereignty that we have? They're seeing what, asking what are our tribal leaders are doing. How are they meeting with the United States government to honor the law of the land or treaty rights? And I find that exciting. So on the 50th anniversary, October 14th, 50 years ago, I won a gold medal. And to be able to give these grants that will help empower that some young people in our native communities to simply choreograph their dream, to seek the horizon of their future, and hopefully make the world a better place.
This Dream Starter program sounds like a great program. Can you tell me about some of the criteria that you're expecting to have for these committees and groups that apply for these grants?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And hopefully the organizations that apply are in a position to help empower the young people, to help them avoid what I call a poverty of dreams. Economic poverty is devastating, but yet far more painful, far more devastating is the poverty of dreams. And on November 1, on our Running Strong website, we'll start listing the guidelines, how to apply for a grant, what are the requirements, etc. So come November 1, IndianYouth.org/DreamStarter is where you could find the information that you need should you want to apply for one of the grants. And I'm excited. I know there's going to be many, many more people who are applying than we have grants available. But there's going to be one or two people that it could be life-changing for them. And when they start achieving their dream, I know I was taught to take, I was taught what the concept of a warrior is, and that's to, for example, take what I call four of the most powerful virtues, bravery and fortitude. You go on a journey to the center of your soul, and that's where you find the virtue of wisdom. You use the virtue of wisdom to make the right choices for yourself. The right choices will empower you. When you become empowered, then you go to the virtue of generosity and you help empower others. You do that, you become an emerging elite warrior. A warrior seeks to find that uniqueness within him or her. A warrior seeks to take that uniqueness to the community, empower the community. The community continues to further empower them. And from that dual empowerment, you're making a creative choice to make the community better. You're changing the community for the better. And there are going to be a number of organizations applying, and the $10,000 grant just might be the starter for a number of youth to start seeking the question, where's my interest? Where's my passion? Finding a dream to match their passion, and then just incredible things happen. I was taught again when I was young, where do you find that passion within you? And where do you find the dreams? And you've got to challenge yourself to try multitudes of things. I was told sports, drama, music, the arts, creative writing, reading, academia, volunteer work, anything constructive and enjoyable is where you go to try to find that dream. And when you find that dream, and if it's definitely a passion, you feel it right there in the center of your soul. You feel this passion that allows you to accept defeat but not failure. And ultimately, that accepting defeat, continuing to pursue excellence, leads you to victory. And many of our young people are among the most talented minds in the country. And yet, many of our young talented minds could be living in at-risk situations. So the leadership in a community will have another opportunity through the grants to bring youth together and through whatever avenue they choose, potentially empower many, many of the young people and start that initial seeking of a dream that ultimately could have them reaching for the horizon of their future and accomplishing great, great things. So I just feel blessed that on the 50th anniversary of me winning the gold medal, I felt I choreographed that moment. I orchestrated it. But when it happened, I felt it was a gift and I wanted to give back. And on my 50th anniversary, I'm able to give back in one small way that may help other people find their gift. And they continue to give back. And in many ways, it's that sacred circle duplicating itself many, many times.
I wanted to say thank you, too, for everything that you did for me when you were speaking to us so many years ago, 34 years ago. And that I hope with my efforts here that I'll be able to help, you know, help your program along as well. That'll be my gift back to you, that from what you gave to me, I hope I can help, you know, someone achieve their dreams by virtue of what you're doing there.
Excellent. And gifts like you just said you'd share with us, they're sacred. And so are our children. So if we help them find the wings of an eagle and we help them take the initial momentum to learn to fly, that's sacred. So I thank you.
All right, that was Billy Mills. And again, I thank him for allowing me to complete this circle where he spoke with me many, many years ago. And now I feel like I'm speaking with him and helping him continue his efforts for things that he did for our group many, many years ago and what he's continuing to do. And I hope I can, in a small way, give that back to him. So this is Eric Ortega from Paula Life Past and Present, signing off. If you have any questions, comments, or anything else you want to talk about, give us a call, 760-742-4200, or you can email me at eortega@paulatribe.com. Thank you.